Okay, good evening, gentlemen. This is the last shiur for this year. Not only that, but next week is Rosh Hashanah, Tzom Gedalia. I will not be giving shiur the entire next week, and I was hoping to complete the Simon Tov Chof Ches. So we're going to have to go really fast. But that will, I hope so. I don't know if we can. It's quite a straightforward halachas. Let's see if we can manage to cover it all. Okay, it's very straightforward halachas here. Okay, Siddiq Kviyas Amoyadim V'Kviyas HaPashas. This siman tells us about the Kviyas Amoyadim, about when the Yomim Tovim are fixed and established for which days. So halachas as follows: Elu Yomim She'en Kovim Boim Amoyadim. There's various rules how the luach is fixed. Nowadays we are just lucky to have a luach. More on that soon, Mitzvah Shem. But this explains exactly how the luach is actually established. The whole siman is telling us the halachas, the laws, the regulations, how to establish a luach, and these are the points. So, elu yomim she'en kovim b'amadim. The following yomim cannot take place in the following days. Lo adu rosh hashanah. So adu stands aleph for Sunday, dalet for Wednesday, vav for Friday. So lo adu rosh. Famously, Gemara says lo adu rosh. On those days, rosh hashanah cannot fall. V'lo Gau Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim cannot fall on Yom Gimel, Yom Aleph, and Yom Vav. V'lo Zevet Purim, Purim cannot fall on Shabbos, Monday, and Wednesday. V'lo Badu Pesach, and Pesach cannot fall on Beis Dalet Vav. V'lo Gehaz Atzeres V'lo Shoshana, V'lo Gehaz Atzeres V'lo Shana Rabbe, V'lo Gimel Chanukah, V'lo Agu Tzom Esther, V'lo Badu Tzom Tammuz Ve'ov. Some Tammuz is obviously talking about Shavuos, but Tammuz and Av is referring to Tisha B'Av. Cannot fall on Beis, Dalet, and Vav. So, just to explain the background of all this, why is that? So, the starting point, Rabbi Elochi explains, the klalo in the second line from the bottom. Klalo in le'olam tzech lirois. The starting point of all this is that we've got to ensure shelo yei makipurim b'yom rishon. We have to ensure that Yom Kippur doesn't fall on Sunday. Guess why? He can't fast for 2 days. So also, v'lo b'yom shishin, and Yom Kippur cannot fall on Friday either. That is the starting point of all those rules. So it's not Kabbalah, it's not metaphysics, it's just very simple, straightforward. You've got to work out that Yom Kippur does not fall on Friday and Sunday. And consequently, the following rules apply that we discuss now. Yeah, oh, very good. Thank you very much. Okay, we're just going to...
What do you think?
We cannot have Yom Kippur being Friday or Sunday.
Why?
Because it's going to be pretty hard for us.
Why?
Because if you've got 2 days of Melachim in HaTorah, you're going to run into trouble.
It's not fasting.
It's not directly fasting. Would there be there is a problem of fasting on Fridays, but it's time Yom Kippur.
What?
There's
another 2 reasons the
Gemara
gives.
I don't know. That's right. Yeah, it's not about. No, it's not. Is it about Yom Kippur? I don't remember. Could be. I don't remember. Yeah. Okay. That's a good thing to know. Whenever Purim falls, that's the day that Lag BaOmer is going to fall. The simon Peleg, and the simon for that is Peleg. So Pei standing for Purim and Leg for Lag BaOmer. Chov Yom Sheichanukah, the day that Chanukah is, Yatzeres will be. Yom Tov Atzeres, Kshus Ksid on Chaseim, whether it's Ksid or Chaseim. Siv Beis, Elo Yomim, Shukvim Rosh Chodoshim, Foloi Bizul Asam. These are the days that Rosh Chodesh can fall. So Nissan, Rosh Chodesh Nissan can fall on Aleph, Gimel, He, and Zayin. Rosh Chodesh Nissan can be on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Iyo Begahaz, Simon Agadu, Tammuz Agahau, of Badu sounds like different language, but it's just the simonim. Elul Abadu, Tishrei, Bagahaz, Maheshvan Gadu with an Aleph, Kislev, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei. Vav Kislev can fall on any day. Teves, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Vav, Shvat, Beis Gimel Dalet Hei, Zain, Ador, Zavdu, Ve'iva Adarishan, Badahaz, Vesheni Badus. Alright, okay, so we're going to take that as set in stone. Gimel. Siv Gimel, Simon Kviyas Amoyadim. Okay, now that's an interesting one. That's quite famous. That there's a simon as well for the Yomim Tovim. At Bash Gad Dak Hatz Vov, which means Perish. B'Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, we always be on Tisha B'Av. So, B'yoyim Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach is always going to be Tishbav. That's why we, there's always egg. That's right. Always going to be the egg we have the egg on Seder night, on the first night, because that's what people have the minik. So one of the reasons is because it's always the same day than Tisha B'Av. It's not universal that minik. Some do, some don't. Yeah, no, but to eat it. Yeah, to eat it. Yeah. So, so that's why we have on the Ka'orah. But to eat it, it might be connected to that. And that's the similar matzos and morim yichlu. That is a connection between Pesach and matzos, umorim, which is referring to Tisha B'Av. B'yom sheni bo shvuas, the Monday of that is going to be shvuas, or not the Monday, the second day, the day after that is going to be shvuas. You can figure out whichever day was Pesach, the subsequent day is going to be shvuas. And the day after that is going to be the day that Rosh Hashanah is going to fall. And the subsequent day is going to be the day that Simchas Torah falls. And the fifth day in that order is going to be the day that Yom Kippur is going to fall. And the subsequent day is going to be the previous Purim is going to be on that. Now I want to just point something out which the Bialocha says, and the Shayat Zion points out. I don't know why is that. That's not generally the custom. If you look in this long addition footnote in the bottom, you'll see that he says that it's really important that the luach, the calendar, is written with a full understanding of the luach, and it can't just be that you make photocopies and you copy from other sources. He says you've got to make sure that all the luchas and the calendars are done properly. And he said what happens at times that people who don't have a full understanding of the luchas, the other ones publishing it. So, consequently, says the Mishnah Berurah in this bottom comment, he says it's important that all the luchas should be printed and published with rabbinical haskama. He says, I'm reading the words, umatoiv. And at the bottom line, how good would it be if there would be a custom in Klal Yisrael that luchas calendars should only be purchased and published, I suppose. If there's a haskama, should be haskama of rabbinical authority signing off that the luach is yes, that is manimah correct. This is not done nowadays, and I don't know why. I've actually never seen a luach. One luach I've seen with haskama, but generally they go without, and I wonder why. Ah, yeah, for instance, what does it say? Rabbi Russell's Manim. Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah, he's talking a very big bocky. But he's talking about rabbinical. Yeah. I don't know, nowadays you get a luach, you don't have Zman. Pardon?
The union ones, they don't
have. Union one, I suppose the one which is published by the union, is probably one within their own authority. They probably say that it's the rabbinate which publishes it. So they probably hold that as good enough, but other you know, the pocket ones that come, you know, that a lot of them are, or the ones that the magnet, you don't normally see rabbinical has come on it. And Shatzin said the Chofetz Chaim says one should, right? Siv Dalat Le'olim Korin Tzavis Aaron Kodem Pesach Bepshuta. So you either lay the parash of Tzav before Pesach, Umetzoyra, and Metzoyra will be read if it's a leap year, chutz me b'hach meuberes. This is special. There is some leap years which are exceptional. B'hach meuberes, you can achim moskoyt in Pesach. And some leap years are exceptional, but on the whole, you have tzav before Pesach. And why is tzav lent before Pesach? Why pashas tzav? Pialoche tells us because tzav talks about hagolas kelim, and that's why it makes sense to do it before Pesach. Right, Le'olam Koirin, Pashas Bamidbo, Sinai, Kodim Gatzeres. Bamidbo is lent before Shavuos, Tisha B'Av, Kodim Vaischanon. Tisha B'Av is before Pashas Vaischanon. Hatim Mitzavim Kodim Rosh Hashanah, Mitzavim is always before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, is that true? Mitzavim always before Rosh Hashanah? This year it is. And so is, I think, every year. Yeah, it is. Yeah, this week is Mitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. It always has to be done in a way.
Before a reason?
Mitzavim. What is the reason? I think that the reason is just for Yeah, that's right. Tiktoli, yes. And I think it also... Yeah, that's directly or... Yeah, but that you if that then you could have Nitzan V'Yelech together perhaps. Here, I think the reason is what you are saying. Okay, we move on. Lachin Shir Rosh Hashanah Be Yom Beis Gimel, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday, Tuesday, Sheishtei Shabbos Ben Rosh Hashanah LeSukkos, and there's two Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. Tzrichim Lechalek Nitzan V'Yelech, you have to split Nitzan V'Yelech, Kedei Shikro V'Yelech. So that Ve'elech is leaned, Ben Rosh Hashanah Tzom Kippur, that Ve'elech is leaned between Rosh Hashanah and Tzom Kippur, Ve'azinu Ben Tzom Kippur Le'tzukas, and Azinu is between Yom Kippur and Tzukas. Ve'simen, and the simen is Bag, Hamelech Pas Ve'elech. And the simen is Bag, Hamelech Pas Ve'elech. There is some drushes about this, Bag, Hamelech Pas Vayelech. There is some Bale Musa want to speak about this a little bit. Fine. However, Kshiroi Shoshana B'yoim Heivav, when Shoshana falls on Thursday, Friday, Oz, Ein Ben Shoshana Nesukas, Elo Shabbos Achas, in the years that there's only one Shabbos between Shoshana and Sukkos, then Korin Bo'azinu will relay Nazinu, Oz Vayelech, Im Nitzovim, and Vayelech will go together with Nitzovim, Korin Shoshana before Shoshana, V'simon Lipshuta, Paktu V'Pischu, and then the simon is Paktu V'Pischu, V'Rubere Sigu V'Pischu, these are the simonim, which again we are grateful for the Bale Luach who work it out for us. Pasha Zinu Michalkin, Pasha Sakedech Shu Michalkin Oyse B'Mikdash. Hazinu is split the same way it was split in the Mikdash. Korin Hashiru Pam Achas L'Sheshim Yashavua. That it's named one go for Sheshim Yashavua. V'Simon Haziv Lucho. Hazinu Zucho Yakivu Vaya. Lu Chochmu Ki Es El Shemaim Al Tzoyf Hashiru V'Hashvi Korin Misoyf Hashiru Al Tzoyf Hapasha. Rabbi said this is the way it's printed in the Chumashim. And that's the way it splits. That's the way it splits. The parsha split. For Dav Kshebeshabbos Kshemichal Knapasha. This is only, of course, when it comes to Shabbos. Daliyas on Shabbos. Havul BeMincha. When it comes to Mincha, BeShabbos BeShnei VeChamishi and Monday Thursday and Lochush, you can do it the way you fancy. We move on for Sif Vav. Bottom line. Klolos Shabbatoyos Kanim. The Klolos which are in Toyos Kanim. In Mavsikim Brayim. We do not interrupt during the. Klolos, during the curse, we don't interrupt. Yeah, is that the minhag? Absolutely. Elo, echot kerer lekulam, and one reads, one, it's leaned, it won't go. Umaschinim epsukim shelifneim, and we start a couple of psukim before that. Humesayim epsukim shelachem, and we complete it we add another few psukim at the end. The question is always, who has that aliyah, which is a controversial one. In the olden days, yeah, Balkir, that's the minhag in many places. Balkir gets it. In other places, they would pay for it. Nobody wants to have the aliyah of the klolos, and they would pay a poor man to take it. In other places, it's the gaba. In other places, it depends on the minhag to get paid for it. Imagine that. Well, klolos in Mishnah Torah, you can't afsik boyam, but the klolos in Mishnah Torah, in that you can be split. Aval pekin, nevertheless, no agush shall afsik boyam. Nevertheless, the minhag is not interrupted in the middle. V'chein noyagin, the minhag is also shalikrus echot bishmoy la'alois elokir mishirze. The minhag is in some places that you don't say yamoid Reuven ben Shimon or Shimon ben Levi or whatever it is, but you call him yamoid mishirze. Whoever wishes, that's the way he's called up. Is that the minhag?
No.
Yama Mishirtza?
No,
yeah, so the Mishnah Brurah points out, in the Bialocha points out that it's not. Interesting, by the way, the Bialocha says, the Chofetz Chaim was quoted in saying, he doesn't understand why it's such a, why it's such a, really, it should be done with pride, because we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, and it's, if somebody, is it, of course, the minhag is the minhag, etc. But he says that, at the end of the day, we see that. Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you do, is din ve'is dayan. If somebody does something wrong, eventually gets punished. So he says, there's nothing wrong with getting that aliyah, because it's a proof and evidence that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a true judge. But nevertheless, the minhag is that we take it with a bit of distance. Shmoyne psukim siv zayin. Shmoyne psukim achonim b'shul Torah. The eight last psukim in the Torah. En mafsikim b'hem. We do not interrupt. Halo yochid kerikulam. But one person goes for all those eight psukim. Meshiv ozav etamuz ve'elach. From Shiv ozav etamuz on, we, the haftarah now, we're talking about the haftarahs. Maftirin tlas de parnusa. There's the three haftarahs of parnusa, of punishments. Shiva de nechemta. And after this come the 7 weeks of nechama. Tart de tiyuftin. After this the three of teshuva. Which one are the Tlas Ponusa, the three which come in the 3 weeks after Shavuos B'Tamuz? Which ones are those? Tiva Yemiyo, Shimud V'Hashem, Chazon Yishayeh, Sheva de Nechemte. Which one are the seven of Nechemte? שלכם is נחמו פתוי מציין אני אסערו אנוכי רוני אקורו קומי אוירי סויס אוסיס. These are the ones that are Yeshev and Chemte. Uviyoyim tzom gedalia b'mincha maftiyan dirshu, and on tzom gedalia b'mincha we lein dirshu Hashem b'motzoi. Yeah, dirshu, yeah, of course. Uvi Shabbos m'roshon aliyem ha-kippur, and the Shabbos between Roshon Yom Kippur, which is known as Shabbos Shuvah, maftiyan l'olam Shuvah, we lein Shuvah. And that's why that's the real reason why Shabbos Shuvah is called Shabbos Shuvah. Because we lein Shuvah. So that's why it's called Shabbos Shuvah. Hukshir Rosh Hashanah Beis Gimel, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday, Tuesday, Sheish Shabbos Ben Yom Kippur and Sukkos. When there is a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, Kerin Be'azinu Wilein Aftirim, Aftirim Ve'da Be'dovit, and Aftir is Ve'da Be'dovit. Ve'esh Oim Kshir Rosh Hashanah Be'vag, when others say that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday, Tuesday, Shvelech Ben Rosh Hashanah Be'Yom Kippur, and Ve'elech is between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Aftirim Be'yodir, that's when we lein Haftir of Dirshu, who was Shabbos Shmir Kibbon and Sukkish Kain Azin, Haftir and Shuvah. So some say that's the correct order, we do it in this way around. Now, the Ramah says, Aminik is for Hashanah, that's like what we do. Uvishah Shabbos Hashanah, Haftir and Meina Pasha. Generally, the rule of thumb is, new paragraph. Uvishah Shabbos Hashanah, regularly, generally speaking, when we choose the Haftir, how is the Haftir chosen? How does that work? So, it's always maftir meina parsha. It's always connected to the parsha. In fact, it's a very interesting topic, how the haftarahs were chosen, which novi is chosen for which parsha. And what the Ramah says over here, that generally it's connected to the parsha. In reality, you can define even more than that. Generally, I think close to 100% of the haftarahs, the connection is not just stamped to the parsha, but to the end, generally it's to Maftir. Generally, you can normally find a connection between Maftir and the Haftorah. Shikoyin Shtei Parshas, when there's two Parshas, which one is the Haftorah? Tazir Metzorah, or Achim Os Kedoshim, which one? Second one. Shikoyin Shtei Parshas, when there's two Parshas, Maftir Ma'achoyin, the Haftorah will be the latter. Umilvat Achim Os Kedoshim, the exception being Achim Os Kedoshim, Maftir Nahaloy Kivni. Kivnei Kushim. Shavto is Achimoyis. It's like Achimoyis is the exception. We're not going to have to. Now that's an interesting one. Have you ever seen this minik in real? For noy again, the custom is Haftir Bechasana. When it's a Shabbos Sheva Bochas in town, when the Haftir is Sois Osis. When it's a Chasana in town, Shabbos Sheva Bochas, then we do Sois Osis. Have you experienced that? Have you experienced it anywhere? Special haftarah if it's a Shabbos Shabbos in town. Chosn davens in shul, you daven, it's very beautiful minig. Very beautiful minig. But it's nearly completely disappeared. Ve'ein doichim ipnei shum haftarah niskei eskan. I must say that my brother-in-law, okay, the minig which is quoted over here is that when there is a Shabbos Shabbos, then you lain a special haftarah of sois osis. Not the regular haftarah, a different haftarah is the Sois Osis.
Is this week?
This week, yeah.
What about if there's loads of Shabbos Shabbos? Does it go every week?
Yeah, so I suppose that is the reason why it's not so common anymore. Because you'd basically go for, in many vibrant kehillahs, you know, you'd have every week a Shabbos Shabbos. So that's why maybe, but it hasn't stopped, it hasn't totally. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I could be that I am mistaken. My wife is the youngest in the family, but I think my older brother-in-law, I'm nearly sure that he told me that he got married to a girl from Strasbourg, very, very Yekish Kehila. So he never got any connection to Strasbourg, who could either confirm or deny what I'm saying now. And I think he told me that there in Strasbourg, that was the minute that they have, they lane the special Shabbos Shabbos, and each Shabbos, I think they lane the lane after. So I think that may be the case. I have to ask him. So when I have to bechasna sois osis, the end doichim eponir shum after an iskeres can, but it will not push away the sois osis of Shabbos Shabbos will not push away one of those afteres mentioned over here, like Shabbos Shuvah or Vayda B'David or all those mentioned over here. They are more important than sois osis of bechasna. Veloishal del dalat parshas. Similarly, also there's the four parshas. Which one is the four parshas? What is he referring to? Yeah, that's right. The four parashas between Purim and Pesach. Also, there is every Rosh Chodesh. We know if Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, we have a special after Rosh Chodesh. Mocha Chodesh. If Shabbos precedes Sunday or Rosh Chodesh, then we learn by the after Mocha Chodesh, or Chanukah, Shira. Havel Shar Avtoiras, Doichim Epaneo. But other afteris will be pushed away for Sois Osis. V'kvanis Balel Sim Tov Chavedin Medalgin Amenovin Novi. There's generally rule: we don't go from Novin to Novi. We don't change two Nevim simultaneously. Now. Having said this, we have completed Siman Tov Chof Ches, and thereby completed Chelek Dalet, and we certainly deserve a huge Mazel Tov. It's quite astonishing indeed. Baruch Hashem, I want to point out one little thing over here in the what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Let me just point out.
I never thought we'd get through this
question. Oh, yes.
Why
can
you
tell us? Oh, yeah, I should have, yeah. Yeah, you're right, I should have said, yeah.
We can bring some food to
break the fast. Yeah. There is the Shai Tzion in the bottom of here, in page 576, gives us tremendous chizik. I want to finish off with that. He speaks about various years. Tovshin, he brings about the luach of various exceptional years. Tovshin Zayin, which was 1947, he speaks about. He speaks about Tovshin Ches, which was 1948. And then he speaks about other few years. And then the Bialocha tells us, I remember the Shai Tzion tells us, and I noticed it, gives tremendous chizik to all of us. Yeah, he speaks about future years, how the Luach works out. He figured out, Tovshin Ches, 1948 would be slightly different, would be a bit exceptional this year and that year. Yeah, indeed, future years. And then he speaks about, after 1948, he writes the following. The last one he writes in 1948. And then he says, I'm a Prichodosh. Prichodosh writes, Yesh Oid Nafkim Eze Shalom. These other years which are also a bit different. After 1947, 1948, there's a few years which are a bit different. Achem Rechoykim Eitonu, Kol Mosayim Shono. But it's beyond 200. It's 200 years away from where we are. It's 180 years from where we are. Ubevadai, and certainly Yovo Yagoyel Kodem, and certainly Mashiach will come before that. Look at that. Chavetz Chaim says it's no point discussing what's going to be in 2000 in 100 years from 1948. So that's 2048. Yeah. Oh, 150. Yeah. He says Korov. It's not 200 years. It's 150, 170 years after. So the Chofetz Chaim wrote this in 1910, and 180 years after that is 2019. He says, "Bevadai, Mashiach will have come before that." Chofetz Chaim says, "Certainly, Mashiach will come before that." And he says, "There's no point discussing it." Bevadai over a goel koydim and a kaddish chodesh al piriyah, and we'll be zoichet to the kaddish the chodesh through real witnesses, and Mashiach will be ready. We'll have a Beis Hamikdash properly. There ain't enough coming in. There's no enough coming at all. It's unbelievable. There's a brach of the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisai. It's beautiful to finish the year and to finish Chelek Dalet with a beautiful brach of the Chofetz Chaim. We don't need to worry so much about what's going to be in 2070, 2080. For the Chofetz Chaim, it's a long time. For us, it's really quite close. It's around the corner. So Mashiach will be already. Mashiach, pardon?
It's 50
years. Yeah. Chofetz Chaim gives us a brach. Bevadai, certainly. Certainly Mashiach will be before that, with confidence, he writes. I pointed this out to a few Rabbonim, a few Dorim, I showed this Shai Tzion, it's a bit hidden, they were very, very pressed. We've got a brach of the Chofetz Chaim. Mashiach is around the corner, Rabbi Yisai. Mashiach is around the corner. Who knows? Perhaps with our tefillahs this year on Rosh Hashanah, perhaps we'll be able to break through, and we should take a bizoicha to daven all our kavanos properly. We should bizoicha to have a take all together. Yeshua's a prat and Yeshua's a knal take. Bizoicha to exibach simatov and a good gebenched yo. Bizoicha should be full of brachas and Yeshua's and chomos to all of us. I'm going to finish off also just asking for mechila. If at any occasion, a year, we've spent a full year together, yet again we've managed to pull off a whole year of learning Bukhshem together. And I've benefited an enormous amount, Bukhshem. I don't know if I would learn otherwise, for this half an hour a day, I don't know if I would learn at all. And it's a tremendous accusative to all of you for Bukhshem, moving on. There's no excuses, and I get tremendous chizik from all of you. Every evening, Baruch Hashem learning, it's quite incredible. But it's mamash amazing. If you think about it, it's mamash amazing. We just plowing through, moving on and on. And I will take also the opportunity if I ask Mechila, you know, if I don't know if it's a bit of Torah, or if I once said something in the Shtech, if I said a comment which wasn't quite appropriate, maybe it wasn't elegant enough, maybe it wasn't. I'd like to ask Mechila, and I'm sure Bizoichetaka to exceed the Chesim Toiva, to give it to you and your families, and Taka your Rebbetzins and your family, you know, they deserve a big Shkoich as well for that. So, yeah, so I wish you all a good yontav, and I see you soon. Have a good Kibbutz Shabbat to all.